This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C., back in court, this time the Supreme Court of the United States, to defend the Ten Commandments. It won't be
long, yeah. Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
This president has failed, and he's failed at a time when the American people counted on him to create jobs and get the economy going. And that's why any one of these people who gets better known by the American people will serve as a president with distinction over the future.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
President Obama is a one-term president. As President of the United States, I will not rest until I repeal Obamacare. It's a promise. Take it to the bank, cash the check. I'll make sure that that happens.
You don't have to take my word for it. You can take President Obama's word for it. President Obama said that he designed Obamacare after Romney Care and basically made it Obamacare. The president's own words is that he patterned in large measure Obamacare after what happened in Massachusetts.
If I'm elected president, I will repeal Obamacare.
So, Governor, what happened on Sunday on the Chris Wallace show? You attacked former governor of Massachusetts, calling it Obamacare. You had a chance last night. Why didn't you follow through?
Well, Steve, I said essentially the same thing in that clip as I did on Sunday morning, which is President Obama used the Massachusetts health care plan as the blueprint. That's how I dubbed it Obamacare, and I used that same term last night. So I don't understand what the kerfuffle's about. You said essentially the same thing on both appearances.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We're going to be talking about a couple things. One, still talking about the presidential race this week here. Things are moving. Things are changing. Rick Perry seems closer and closer to making a run for the White House. I'd like to ask you this. For those of our listeners, you're well-informed folks. Do you know enough about Rick Perry? Is he someone that you'd immediately be excited about in this race and that you see yourself as someone you can support? Or, I know he's going to be able to raise money. He's the governor of Texas, the longest-serving governor in U.S. history and in the history of Texas. And he'll be able to raise money and compete. But I wonder if he's going to start off with a large chunk of support. The news still is about Michelle Bachmann's ability to take what happened in the debate and really capitalize on Monday night's performance, and she's still getting great headlines throughout the country. She's been appearing in a lot of media. Tim Pawlenty's been explaining why he didn't go harder on Obamacare after he said it on Sunday and kind of appeared to back off from it Monday. So interesting things there as well. I want to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Question today, are you waiting for someone to get into this race, and is Rick Perry one of those people? Because it looks less and less likely that Chris Christie will run, though no one shut the door on that. I mean, Mike Huckabee's even kept the door open, and Sarah Palin is still out there and could at any moment decide to run and probably make a huge splash. But I got to tell you, folks, I think with Michelle Bachmann, if she stays on this kind of track, she's going to get a lot of support from folks, and that's just from a national performance. I'm imagining that she's going to do a great job in places like Iowa and South Carolina and even New Hampshire as well, connecting with voters. So I'll take your calls and your comments on that, 1-800-684-3110. But there is a case that we've got to talk about today as well. This is a case the ACLJ has been working on for years. It involves a display by a judge in Ohio. The display includes the Ten Commandments. Yes, folks, we are still defending the Ten Commandments, and we've got to take this one all the way to the United States Supreme Court, and we've asked the Supreme Court of the United States to take this case. One of our attorneys, Jeff Surtees, will be joining us in the next segment to talk about it. Can you believe that we're still having to fight to uphold things like the Ten Commandments and go all the way to the Supreme Court? Why is it? Because people just aren't constitutional conservatives out there. Michelle Bachmann's using that term on her new campaign website. We want you to get your free copy of the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and Declaration of Independence by calling our toll-free number now and getting your copy of the Foundations of Freedom. It's free. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
It's It's a very challenging time. The push to alter the legal and political landscape has never been more intense, putting at risk our religious beliefs and constitutional freedoms. Now more than ever, you need the American Center for Law and Justice on your side. At the direction of Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow, the American Center for Law and Justice is aggressively countering organizations like the ACLU and Planned Parenthood, battling it out in the courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The ACLJ has been called the leading advocacy group for religious freedom by one of the nation's most influential publications. Now you can make a difference. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ than right now. Declare your membership. The ACLJ is on the front lines, protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Make a difference. Join today. We'll send you a free copy of an important resource, Foundations of Freedom. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Sekulow brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Sekulow is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSekulow.com.
Beware of dogma. It has a bite. Beware of dogma. It wants a fight.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, talking about the 2012 presidential race. Want to know what your thoughts are specifically on Rick Perry, who's rumored to be jumping in soon, the governor of Texas, longest-serving governor in U.S. history. And, you know, he's someone who's going to be able to raise money. I'm wondering, is he going to get your support right off the bat? Encouraged to hear from those of you in Texas who know his record, and those of you outside of Texas, how excited are you about it? And then, of course, Michelle Bachman is still making a lot of news, so we're going to get to your phone calls. Hold on if you're calling in now, 1-800-684-3110. Right now we're joined by Jeff Surtees, an ACLJ attorney. And Jeff, we are still in the midst of defending a display that includes the Ten Commandments in a courtroom. Explain to folks the new, not a new case, but a case now we're taking the U.S. Supreme Court. And folks, if you want to find out more information about it, it's at aclj.org. And I've also got a couple of the news stories that have come out on WorldNet Daily and on CBN News up at twitter.com/JordanSekulow. But Jeff, tell people what's happening here.
Absolutely, Jordan. Back in 2006, after the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals struck down a previous display of Judge DeWeese involving the Ten Commandments, Judge DeWeese, a judge in Richland County, Ohio, put on the wall of his courtroom a framed poster entitled Philosophies of Law in Conflict. And on one side of this poster, he has a copy of the Ten Commandments, and it's titled Moral Absolutes. These Ten Commandments are symbolic or emblematic of moral absolutes. On the right-hand side, with the title Humanist Precepts, Judge DeWeese put a collection of various different quotes, mainly from what's been referred to as the Humanist Manifesto, representing moral relativism. And what Judge DeWeese wanted to do with this display was say, listen, there is a raging war going on here, a culture war going on here, among two different understandings of philosophy and morality. On the one side, summarized and symbolized by the Ten Commandments, is moral absolutes, the idea that morality transcends time and culture, and that there are certain moral standards that society and culture cannot change. They are part of human nature. They are part of who we are as human beings. Contrasted on that side with that is the opposite position, this modern secularist understanding of law and morality, which is that there's no moral standards which transcend time or place or culture. These things, such as morality and law, are purely the work of humans, and they can change at the whim and the will of whoever happens to have the most power. Well, Jordan, I need to tell you that this debate goes back to the time of Plato. It goes back to the time of Aristotle. It is the debate that runs through the entire cord and history of Western civilization. So Judge Deweese puts this debate up on the wall of his courtroom and says, you know what, I take sides. I take sides with moral absolutes. And in fact, he says, he joins the founders and the Constitution of Ohio, he writes, in, quote, acknowledging Almighty God as the author of the necessary standards for restoring the moral fabric, safety, and prosperity of this nation. Well, that sounds perfectly legitimate, sounds like a perfectly fine philosophical, moral, legal position to have. But you want to know what the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals said? Because of that, this display is unconstitutional. It violates the Establishment Clause. The absurdity is just too much in this case. And so, this time we have asked the Supreme Court to intervene, to get involved in this case and to say, listen, a judge making such statements on the wall of his courtroom, which really does no more than acknowledge what the Supreme Court has acknowledged and acknowledge what the founders have acknowledged, that God and religion are important for the maintenance of society and culture. You know, it's time for the ACLU to be put, you know, to be stopped in its tracks, to be put them in their place and to say, you guys are going too far with this wall of separation between church and state. And we think this could be the case that really does it.
You know, folks, this is an important one. I hope you check out the info at aclj.org. And also, it kind of underscores why you need a copy of the Foundations of Freedom, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, Gettysburg Address is in there, too. It's absolutely free. And yes, we still have to fight on these constitutional issues for years. It takes resources, time. And this, when we're talking about this case, we want to get you educated. Get your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. It's absolutely free. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to get your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. And if you need more copies, you call that number now so you can get them out to your friends, family, maybe your pastor, 877-989-2255. And let me say, folks, I know many of you are calling from Texas right now. We're going to get to your phone calls soon. I'm glad you're calling because I want to hear what you're thinking about Rick Perry. And for those of you outside Texas, are you excited about his campaign? And then, of course, Michelle Bachmann. I think is captivating a lot of social conservatives. Certainly impressed me on Monday night, and it exceeded my expectations for her first debate performance in her career at a kind of presidential setting. So I want to get your calls on that as well. 1-800-684-3110. You know, Tim Pawlenty, there's a lot of discussion about his Obamacare stuff in the first debate, but he said this about the separation of church and state, and in this discussion about our case, let's listen to it, Bite 9.
Well, the protections between the separation of church and state were designed to protect people of faith from government, not government from people of faith. And this is a country that in our founding documents says we're a nation that's founded under God, and the privileges and blessings that we have are from our Creator. They're not from our member of Congress. They're not from our county commissioner.
You know, Jeff, this kind of underscores to me, this is the battle between the idea of what the First Amendment means. And I think this case involving a display that includes the Ten Commandments, that it's a constitutional controversy. I want to highlight to people, this is real. This is something you face. This is not a one-off kind of case.
No, that's exactly right. This is part and parcel of the ACLU's ongoing legal strategy to get rid of any vestige, symbol, any hint or iota of religion in the public sphere. I mean, they've been at it for years and decades even, and they're going to keep doing it until the Supreme Court finally says, enough, enough. We have given you some of your battles, fine, but you know, you cannot keep going too far, and this case does go too far. It goes too far by silencing a judge from simply saying that I acknowledge that God is the author of moral standards. And that exactly, actually, as the quote you play, I mean, that's exactly what Judge Deweese believes, that as our founders believed, that God is the author of our inalienable rights. If God isn't the author of our rights, then they're not inalienable. That's exactly why people should pick up their Foundations of Freedom, by the way, because they need to learn these things, because this is exactly what's at stake in this very type of battle. And this battle is an important one, because if the Supreme Court takes up this case, this could reconstrue, refashion Establishment Clause jurisprudence as we know it, and we hope for the better.
You know, folks, again, I want you to stay updated about this case. Check out ACLJ.org so you can learn about the case. Jeff Surtees, an attorney with the American Center for Law and Justice. Jeff, thanks for being on today and telling people about this one, which, you know, I get your comment on it real quickly, because people think that this stuff is, you know, it just comes from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. But the truth is, this is battling against the ACLU, and this is the main, this is almost the mainstream fight in the legal world on defining what government officials can and can't do.
That's exactly right. The ACLU is never going to rest on this issue, and neither should we.
All right, folks. Jeff Surtees, thanks for joining us. Go to ACLJ.org to learn more about the case. Twitter.com/JordanSeculo. I hope, folks, you're listening right now, you need to get on Twitter, because so much breaking news there, good commentary there, easy, quick, short. You know, you only use 140 characters, so nothing too long. And if you follow me on there, twitter.com/JordanSeculo, I promise it's worthwhile, because you're going to keep updated on what we're doing at the ACLJ, what's going on politically, what's happening in Washington, and even around the world. twitter.com/JordanSeculo. Everyone who's on the line right now, whether it's four of you calling from Texas, Michigan, or Washington State, we're going to get to your phone calls in the next segment. So just in a couple more minutes, I really want to get your thoughts on the Rick Perry, you know, if he jumps in, it's certainly indicating that way. And then Michelle Bachmann as well. Is she captivating your attention, and is at the point where you want to get behind her campaign to actually support her or not? And I really want to get your information on this, because I think it's more important to hear from you than just a bunch of pundits on it, because you're actually out there having to make these decisions. And I know you're very politically engaged, so we'll get to those questions and comments coming back from the next break. I encourage everyone listening now to get your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, and Gettysburg Address. It's absolutely free. And when we're having to continue to fight for the Ten Commandments, this is not a joke, folks, all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, because a display happens to include them that a judge has, you better understand the Constitution and what it means to be a constitutional conservative. Call now, get your free copy or copies of the Foundations of Freedom, 877-989-2255. It's great if you're a homeschooler, great if you're a grandparent, want to give them to your grandkids, maybe get them to your pastors. If you've got a Bible study and you want to learn about our founding documents, call now, get this free copy. It's absolutely free, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com. It's a very challenging time. The push to alter the legal and political landscape has never been more intense, putting at risk our religious beliefs and constitutional freedoms. Now more than ever, you need the American Center for Law and Justice on your side. At the direction of Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow, the American Center for Law and Justice is aggressively countering organizations like the ACLU and Planned Parenthood, battling it out in the courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The ACLJ has been called the leading advocacy group for religious freedom by one of the nation's most influential publications. Now you can make a difference. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ than right now. Declare your membership. The ACLJ is on the front lines, protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Make a difference. Join today. We'll send you a free copy of an important resource, Foundations of Freedom. Call now, 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
Back to Jay Sekulow Live. We're going to take your calls, as I promised, 1-800-684-3110. Before we do, folks, I mean, you got constitutional conservatism being thrown around a lot right now. Michelle Bachmann's got it on her campaign website. A lot of talk about the Constitution's role. And listen, I mean, we brought Jeff Surtees on because we're still having to defend the Ten Commandments as being part of a display against the ACLU. And we've been fighting this one for years, finally getting it, taking it to the U.S. Supreme Court, asking the Supreme Court to take this case. We want you to be educated, to understand your rights, to understand the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. That's why we put together, in a booklet form, not just pieces of paper, in a booklet form, the Foundations of Freedom for you, absolutely free. Because our goal is for you to be very educated so that you're a constitutional expert, so that you understand what it means to be a constitutional conservative. And it's a great booklet to have, because if you've got Bible studies going on, if you've got you want to get it to your pastor, I know a lot of you have it out there. Some of you have gotten it before, and you always ask, can we get more copies? We don't offer it all the time. We constantly are having to reprint it. We've given out more than a million of these. So call now and get your copy of the Foundations of Freedom, 877-989-2255. And if you've called before, you can get more copies of the Foundations of Freedom. When we're offering it for free, we're trying to get it to you. That's the goal. 877-989-2255. Now, we asked about Rick Perry because he's making some news in the presidential race. And of course, John Huntsman's announcing next week. I'm not sure he's going to be so exciting off the bat for y'all because he's taking more of a moderate approach. But I want to get an opinion on Rick Perry, and no better place to get that right now than folks listening and calling in from Texas. And Than Bennett, our ACLJ Director of Government Affairs, is in the studio with me now. And let's get to those calls, Than.
Got a lot of them coming in, Jordan. We're going to get to several of them. We're going to start with one from Texas. Peter's calling on line one. Peter, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello.
Hey, Peter.
Taking my call. Yes, I've been reading more and more about Rick Perry the past few days and the possibility about his running. I'm kind of excited. First of all, Texas, we have just about the best economy of any state in the union. Over the past 10 years, the jobs that have been created in Texas equal the rest of the country.
Listen, Peter, you know, I'm hearing people are excited, and especially people in Texas, a big state, so that's important if he can captivate that audience. And, Peter, I think you're true on the economy. 47% of the new jobs added were added in Texas, in a state that is pretty conservative when it comes to the economy. So thanks for calling in. Let's grab another one. Let's go to Sam calling from Texas online, too, as well. Sam, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you for taking my call, Jay. Over the last 10 years, I've noticed that Rick Perry has matured into a very strong Christian conservative governor. But he's also keenly aware, I mean, so he openly professes that. But separate of that, I believe that Perry has developed and has established the state of Texas as a haven for businesses, for employment, for entrepreneurialism. And he has done that extremely well. I'd be very excited if he jumped in. I think he would really, really excite the Republican base and the conservative Republican base. If he does not, I would absolutely go for Michelle Bachmann, because I think she is superb. But yeah, Rick Perry and Michelle Bachmann would be a formidable president-vice-president team.
Let me ask you, Sam, just quickly, because I know this is going to come out for people outside of Texas. Is there anything that you think gets him in hot water over because he was a Democrat until 1989? And I mean, that may not matter at all, but I'm trying to get a read on that from what people in Texas think.
Well, Ronald Reagan was a Democrat for most of his political career, and we see where he ended up and how he is a folklore hero for our cause, but you know, they're after over 10 years now, you don't do everything right. Obviously, you make some mistakes. They'll probably beat him up over the Trans-Texas Corridor that he pushed the legislation, which basically had some, you know, some landowner rights issues.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I know about that, Sam. And I'm glad for your opinion. I think that's a fair point to make on the Democrat thing. I mean, I would say, you know, he was not a Reagan Democrat. So that I think takes it out a little bit different. But he's got a long record, and so I don't think that disqualifies him at all. I'm trying to figure out if people care about that much. It doesn't seem that folks who know him the best, which are the voters in Texas, do. Thane, let's grab another phone call.
Yeah. Let's try another state. Let's go to line six. Al's calling from Washington. Al, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. My concern with Rick Perry is I believe he's a man of God. I believe he's led by God's Spirit, and he's going to do God's will. So if he puts his hat in the race, it'll be for a specific purpose, and I believe worldwide people are crying out for America to handle these internal problems, and they want us to be a beacon of light like President Reagan said we were, and I believe we are. And a person like Rick Perry, from his political and religious perspective, like he's done in Texas, I believe he'll do the same for this country.
You know, it's interesting, folks. We're getting a lot of Rick Perry calls right now. I mean, I can tell people are excited about the possibility of it. We're going to grab as many more phone calls as we can.
Let's go back to Texas. Alan is calling on line four. Alan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Alan.
If Rick Perry does run, and I'm pretty confident he's going to win the Republican candidacy, and I'm pretty confident he's going to win the presidential nomination, too. So that's just my opinion, because he's done more than his fair share for Texas, and he can do twice as much for the United States. Thank you.
Yeah, well, hey, Alan, thanks for calling in and giving us your point of view. Let me actually go to Kevin in Missouri calling in as well quickly to wrap up the show today. And, folks, thanks for all your calls. We're going to take more of these, by the way, throughout the week on Rick Perry. Kevin, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you very much. I wanted to chime in. The judge's posting of the Ten Commandments with counter perspectives is a beautiful trial case. I teach philosophy. I live with the problem of moral relativism that always bleeds over into factual relativism. We have undefined terms not only in the legal sphere but in the educational sphere, and I just really want to cheer you on.
Hey, thanks, Kevin. I think you're absolutely right. We need more philosophy teachers like you out there in the education world, because it is. It is a battle of worldviews, a battle of defining terms, a battle. Will the other side even define terms? You just leave them open-ended. So, Kevin, thanks for calling in. Folks, interesting political discussion as well. But let me encourage you, because you know these candidates are going to toss around the Constitution a lot. You better know what it says, and then you can check it and say, okay, they said this, maybe this is right. If you want to be a good constitutional conservative, and I think that's the best way to categorize our ACLJ audience right now, that's what you're hoping for when it comes to the economy, when it comes to foreign policy, domestic policy, healthcare reform, entitlement reform. You want to be a good constitutional conservative. You may be shocked that Commerce Clause they talk so much about is not even really a full sentence. Folks, when you're reading through the U.S. Constitution, Article 1 there, get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom. We put it together for you, and so you can get it to your friends, your family, pastors, Bible studies. It's a great booklet. This is not just pieces of paper, and it's absolutely free. Call now to get your free copy, 877-989-2255. That's to get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Make sure you're following me, twitter.com/JordanSekulow.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.